Well, glad we're all here in San Antonio instead of Iowa. That would have got our attention, wouldn't it? So, here to introduce the new bagger from Samuel Strapping. In 2008, we placed our first automatic bagger on a 500 bale test in Plainview, Texas. Learned quite a bit. We had hoped to go full board in 2009. Could not get it back out for reliable production at that time. So in 2010, we were able to get one running, ran about 35,000 bales with minimal problems. 2011, we went full board, placed 12 Jinglo 90 automatic baggers in the field. And since that time, we've bagged about 2 million cotton bales automatically. With the issues in California and Texas involving drought, we've gone back to the drawing board. The pressure of the beans and corn in the Mid-South has caused a dip in acres, dip in production. And so we had to go back to the drawing board and figure out what can we do to provide a less expensive machine that all gens can fit into their financial profile while still being able to automatically bag the bale of cotton. And so what we did with our lots of knowledge that we have gained since 2010 on automatic bagging is no matter what, you still have the one person at the press. He's having to retrieve the sample from the machine, and then he's got time to kill. So when we went back to the drawing board and came up with the M100 with the fact, the knowledge that we still have one person operating the bale bagging system, we decided to simplify the system so that it fits in everybody's profile, mainly the 50 bale per hour and lower gens. We still produce the fully automatic bagger, and we recommend that on the 50 bale an hour and plus gens. So we'll just go through a little bit of a brief deal here. So I should have put the Jinglo 90 model in there, but if anybody's seen it, this is our new version. As you can see, it's a lot simpler version. It's a one-person operation. The cycle rate is 100 bales per hour. However, it's not a one-person operation at 100 bales an hour. It's simple controls, mechanics, and can be operated manually. That was another question that dealt with a lot in the industry as I tried to proceed some sales on it. You know, what happens if it's down? At that time, we would just say, you know, you treat it like your module feeder, your battery condenser, your press. If it breaks down, we just need to fix it. And so the guys that have it now, they love them. They couldn't imagine Jinglo without it. This is an old bale of cotton that's been had probably 1,000 cycles on it, so or more. So the bale is pushed off an existing cart with minor or no modifications or using our Samuel input chains. The sample is pulled from both sides of the bale using the Samuel long-proven Jinglo sampler delivering to a drawer for collection. The bag is retrieved using Samuel's Jinglo bag pickup system. The cart will hold 200 bales at a time. The second cart is always loaded and ready to roll in, and you can roll that cart in from either side of the bagging system depending on your constraints of a wall. At that time, we transfer the bag off to the grippers, and we pull this bag onto the chute. The grippers in the chute come from the original Jinglo 90 model, so that's proven over and over that it's a maintenance-free, basically, system. And then we just push the bale into a bag using a standard chute fashion. We can close the bags quickly with our Jinglo staple and pliers, which will be your labor person that's standing at the bagging system. He'll fold it up and he can just clip the plastic staple on it. We rotate that bale at that point to make it easy to apply tags or for closing the bag. Or we can add our labeler system to it, and we can automatically label your bags. The M100 is a fast, efficient scale is built in, which integrates with your existing scale head. The touchscreen is very straightforward, making operation effortless. And the troubleshooting diagnostics page is very simple. Just about anybody can run through it and figure out what's happening. It's an extremely simple electrical box, just a little PLC and a 24-volt power supply. It's as simple as you can get. We simpled it up. It's got the e-stops to protect the workers. You know, even the most inexperienced operator can handle this without being in any harm. So the main thing we decided to do was designed to be extremely simple to operate and use. It has easy access to all areas. There's no complex system in this machine. We've covered up the chain over the top that runs the pusher overhead. That's to keep the cotton, dust, and stuff getting built up in there, so generally have less chain problems. With most Samuel's things, we're controlled off pneumatics. And all those controls are easily marked and handled. And on this last picture here, if you want to operate manually for whatever reason, you literally just slide the gate out of the way and start putting the bags on by hand. Just get after it. The footprint is even smaller than our original Jinglo 90. It literally fits right in there with a conventional bagging system. We're about 7 foot at the widest point and about 26 foot long at the longest point. So using systems that we've experienced on a Jinglo Model 90 automatic bagger, the M100 caters to the sub-60 bale per hour gens. After running three of them this year, we kind of really feel like it's the sub-50 bale per hour gen. You know, the 60 can easily be handled, but we're going to need two guys there just to keep it going. All right, I'll show you a little video here. He has our little pliers there with the nylon staples, and he's just going to fold it up and close it up. So anyhow, that's basically the bagger. We placed three of them this year. We have one at Byron, Texas, Lockhart, Texas, and Pacific Ginning Company just outside of Fireball, California. And if there's any questions, I'd love to entertain some. Thank y'all.